الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the very very prominent things was, as we've discussed already, was dua. From the morning till the evening, we'll find dua. And apart from the formal dua, the du'as of the various occasions. So one is that these du'as connect one to Allah Ta'ala. They make one conscious of Allah Ta'ala. But at the same time, there are various other very deep spiritual benefits. If a person is conscious of what he's asking, what he's expressing. So one of the du'as which we revise every year, and a very very important dua as part of the morning and evening du'as. There are many du'as of the morning and evening that we should try to learn up and practice on them. These are all ready-made application forms, so to say, which we have been given, that apply, so to say, to Allah Ta'ala in this way to get your needs fulfilled, to get your work of the day fulfilled. So one of these very important du'as, which has very deep spiritual ilaj and treatment in it, is the du'a which is to be recited in the morning. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, faminka wahdak la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And the same du'a in the evening with a slight variation in the wording. Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'ma. In the morning ma asbaha bi, and in the evening ma amsa bi. The rest of the du'a is the same. So this dua, what are we asking, what are we expressing to Allah Ta'ala? Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. Ya Allah, this morning you have given me new life, so now I'm starting off a new day. In this day, every bounty that I have, whatever bounty I enjoy, every ni'mat, every favor that I have, then ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, what I have, aw bi ahadim min khalqik, what anybody else in the entire creation has. So what I have also, and what anybody else in the entire creation has, all this is faminka wahdak. Allah, all this is purely and exclusively from you. Nobody else has any share in granting it. Purely your gift. So faminka wahdak la sharika lak. So therefore now we're expressing that and reaffirming it. La sharika lak. Ya Allah, you have no partner. And this too is purely and exclusively from you, because there is no sharik to you. And therefore, falaka alhamd wa laka shukr. All praise due to you, all gratitude due to you. So now, this is a dua of expressing shukr. So, what is the part of the spiritual treatment? So the one aspect in this is that a person is acknowledging and expressing that, Ya Allah, whatever I possess, everything is from you. So when everything is from you, so what right do I have to be proud over anything? And often a person, this pride comes over some possession, which is Allah Ta'ala's gift and bounty and favor, but a person becomes unmindful of that reality, that Allah Ta'ala has blessed this. He starts thinking it to be his own achievement, his own doing, or something that is just, he deserved it, so it's his. And now he ends up becoming proud as a result of that possession. Whether that possession is something material, a person has been blessed with wealth. So now if he forgets that this is Allah Ta'ala's gift and bounty, so now he's, that wealth becomes a source of pride. That better house that a person might be in can become a source of pride. The better vehicle that he drives can become a source of pride. It's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And if a person is not allowing this to become a source of pride in him, making shukr for that ni'mat Allah blessed him with, alhamdulillah. But if one is not careful, one doesn't keep the focus of the mind and the heart right, then these things can very easily become the source of pride. And when it becomes a means of pride, and this pride now enters the heart, then it will start manifesting itself in many ways. And one of the aspects, one of the elements of pride is ghamtun nas. One is batarul haq, that when pride comes in the way, when pride becomes the barrier in the person's heart, then he will not accept the truth. The truth will be spelt out to him, but he won't be able to accept it. He'll make some issue or the other to avoid taking it. Even though later he himself may accept to do the right thing, but he won't take it from whoever gave it to him. And that's a very dangerous thing. That when he's understood it to be the correct thing, now to reject it is a very dangerous thing. So in any case, pride, this is one of the most dangerous, in fact, the most dangerous sin. This is what made shaitan become shaitan. Ana khairum min. When he was told to make sajda towards Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that ana, I am better. So one of the elements of pride is this batarul haq, and the other is ghamtun nas, looking down on people. When a person starts becoming proud over some possession, that pride makes him look down upon those who he thinks doesn't have it. So if he is blessed with something apparently more than somebody else, he starts looking down on somebody else. And that's tahqeer. That's a major sin. Who is ahead and who is down, we'll only know on the day of Qiyamah. On that day, a person can regard himself as better if that result comes out that he is better. But till then, nobody has any idea. So now this is such a serious matter that now that pride came in, he started looking down on others. So these ni'mat, whatever a person has, a person becomes sometimes, he thinks of, he's been blessed with knowledge. So now that knowledge becomes a source of pride if he doesn't have his focus right. It's Allah Ta'ala's blessing. Somebody has physical strength and might, so he starts regarding that as his own achievement, and now he starts looking down upon others. And likewise, so many other things, whatever bounties and ni'mat Allah has blessed somebody with. So that is Allah's ni'mat, it's Allah's amanat also. So this is by acknowledging every morning, every evening, مَا أَصْبَحَ بِي مِن نِعْمَةٍ أَوْ بِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ خَلْقِكَ فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ. Ya Allah, this is yours, not mine. And Allah has full qudrat to take it at any moment. So to be conscious about that, that this is not mine. Many a person sometimes had some bounty, whatever it might have been, and suddenly something or the other happened. In one moment there was no more, nothing. In a moment it was all gone. One person went to some country somewhere to on a visit. So somebody was taking him around. So as that person is driving around, so he's showing him now in the middle of town some high-rise buildings. He says, "No, this belonged to us, and this belonged to us." And then going further down, "This belonged to us." So he said, "What do you mean this belonged to us?" And then what happened? He says, "Well, one morning when people woke up and they went now to their factories and their businesses and whatever, so there was a revolution overnight and everything had become nationalized. So the army was standing out, people of the soldiers were there, you hand over your keys, you no more belong, this no more belongs to you. Overnight, it no more belongs to you. That whole high-rise building no more belongs to you. Allah Ta'ala save us from all kinds of trials and tribulations. But these are realities that have happened in this dunya, in this time, not centuries ago. So this is ibrat, that we need to take a lesson from these things, that we cannot become proud of anything, nothing It's all in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Person becomes proud of his strength, of his beauty, or whatever. Something happens in one moment, everything is gone. So when a person keeps acknowledging this, Ya Allah, this is from you alone, and he's consciously doing it, morning and evening, then inshallah, his focus will be right. It's not mine, and no achievement of mine. It's purely Allah Ta'ala's grace, and Allah Ta'ala's favor. So the one very major treatment, spiritual treatment is this, in this is the treatment for pride. That a person doesn't fall into pride based on the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, that which he has been blessed with. And then the other very major calamity and disease is that of jealousy. So now he sees something which somebody else has been blessed with, and then he feels, well, I don't have this, why does he have it? So now he starts becoming jealous over somebody else's bounties. That now becomes a major calamity within him and destroys all his good deeds. And this becomes an azab, a self-inflicted azab, to no avail, no benefit whatsoever to him, and no harm to anybody else, only the harm to him, that he put himself in self-inflicted misery. So now when he's acknowledging every morning, every evening, Ya Allah, whatever I have, O bi ahadim min khalqik, what anybody else has, it's all from you. So what anybody else has also, Ya Allah, you granted it. So when Allah Ta'ala granted it, so what right do I have to have any reservation about it in my heart? And to think anything about it? Because that is tantamount to an objection against Allah Ta'ala. Na'uzu billah, why did Allah Ta'ala give it to somebody else? It should have been given to me. And if not to me, at least not given to him. But so now we are dictating to Allah Ta'ala what Allah Ta'ala should do. So that's what the outcome of this is. Now what a major disease. And this, it consumes a person's heart and mind. Just burns him from within. And of no benefit to him at all. No harm to anybody else. Just self-inflicted azab. But now by consciously reminding himself through this dua every morning, the full effect comes when a person is reciting these du'as consciously and realizing what he's reciting, not just going through the motions of it. So he's consciously acknowledging, Allah, everything I have is from you alone. Everything anybody else has also is from you alone. فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرِ. So this is eliminating the pride and treating the jealousy as well. When a person, this is shaitan's ongoing job, to keep whispering some thought of pride, to keep whispering some thoughts of jealousy. This is shaitan's job, this. He has no other job. So one is the waswasa. And the other is that a person now is actually into this matter. One is the waswasa of pride, the waswasa of takabbur. Waswasa is not, can't harm a person, provided he doesn't then entertain it, take it in, start sort of giving it place in his heart. And likewise the waswasa of jealousy, whatever else, wasawis will come. But the thing is that these wasawis, if a person doesn't deal with it correctly, then it will gradually start taking root. And then when that root is already deep, sometimes a person then, he doesn't even realize what happened and he's already deep into the problem. So when these wasawis come, the waswasa of jealousy, for example, so that waswasa itself can't harm a person. But he should engage his heart and mind in a correct manner to eliminate any slight bit of effect of that waswasa also. So how will that be done? So wherever that some thought of jealousy comes, immediately to make dua in the heart for that person. That if some negative thought came about somebody's material possessions, make dua in the heart, Ya Allah, give him more barakat in that, increase him in it. Over somebody's knowledge, Ya Allah, give him even more ilm. over somebody, whatever else it might be. Ya Allah, increase him in that ni'mat and grant him barakat in it and protect it. Because jealousy now will start dictating to wish that it must get destroyed. Some harm must come. Now that from the depths of the heart, you're making dua that Ya Allah, you protect it, preserve it. Now these two things can't exist at the same time, that the heart is now making dua that somebody's ni'mat must get preserved, must be protected, must be increased, there must be barakat in it, and at the same time you're going to wish it must get destroyed also. By engaging the heart and mind in this manner, that must automatically go. It cannot remain. So these are the ilaj and treatments that we have to keep undertaking. There's no button to press and it's done for life. It's an ongoing process. And shaitan is ongoing, his job is to keep putting waswasa. We'll have to ongoing keep cleaning the heart out. So this is a very short, simple dua. And we've learned several duas in this time. Many, mashallah, would be familiar with these duas. If you're not familiar with it, take some time from somebody to just repeat it a few times every morning, every evening. And inshallah, within this 2-3 days that we still have left, we will be, without difficulty, already would have memorized it. And it'll become part of our day. Otherwise, mashallah, there are some beautiful compilations of dua, where all these duas are there. We inquire about maybe where we can acquire it somewhere, and learn these duas. Learn one dua every week. One dua every week for the year will be more than 50 duas. 50 duas which each time keep connecting us to Allah Ta'ala. These are very effective aspects in building this bond with Allah Ta'ala. So, the simple dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'ma, we'll recite it together now, so that we can inshallah get going in practicing upon it. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqik fa minka wahdak la sharika lak falakal hamd wa lakash shukr. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqik fa minka wahdak la sharika lak falakal hamd wa lakash shukr. One more time. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'ma aw bi ahadim min khalqik fa minka wahdak la sharika lak falakal hamd wa lakash shukr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we make it a practice that every morning and in the evening, Allahumma ma amsa bi. Masa means evening. So now, Ya Allah, this evening. In the morning, ma asbaha bi. That's the only difference in the wording. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring this into our daily practice. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alimi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alimi minash shaitanir rajim. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.